you by the Freedom Times newspaper. I'm Patricia Aiken. It's great to have your company. I want to start off by thanking everyone that subscribed to the Freedom Times recently and to those of you that attempted to. There was a script conflict on the subscribe page at the AmericanFreedomNews.org last week, but it's totally resolved now, so you can go over there and take advantage of the introductory offer of only $29 for 1 year. The discount code is TFT20, and that offer won't be around for much longer, so take advantage. Mr. Don Wassel is here, the founder and editor of the Freedom Times. Hey, Don.
Hi, Patricia. How are you doing?
I'm doing awesome. Wasn't that a great conversation with Jake Jackson last week?
Yeah, I really enjoyed that show. That was fun.
Great. Well, we're going to have him back for the second half today to answer questions about the Natural Law Republic. But you ready to rock with our first guest today?
I'll do my best.
Okay. I know you've been a little under the weather, so hang in there, buddy. All right. Mr. Kenneth Smith is New Jersey born and bred and now makes his home in the sweet sunny South. He studied political science as an undergrad and then went on to get a master's in criminal justice. He was a longtime government employee and also taught criminal justice, history, and other subjects at the college level. Kent's political and social commentary is regularly seen in the Freedom Times, in the British magazine Heritage and Destiny. He's also contributed his work to The Sovereign, Citizens Informer, and the Lutheran newspaper Christian News. He's been a stalwart in the freedom movement since the 1980s. Don, you've known our guest a while. Why don't you welcome Ken to the Freedom Time News Hour?
Yeah, I'll tell you, I was thinking about that a little earlier. There's not too many people. I've been involved since the 1980s, and people come and people go, and then there's some stalwarts that just, no matter how many setbacks there are, they stick to it, and that's why I really appreciate people like Ken. Hey, how you doing, Ken? Thanks for being on with us.
Hey, hi, Don. Great to be here.
Well, good, yeah. As Patricia said, you know, you've been writing for the Freedom Times. I think you, in a former life, wrote for the Freedom Times when it was called the Populist Observer. That's how far back you and I go. It's a long time, my friend.
Yeah, exactly.
But your specialty, at least for what you write with the Freedom Times, is about Europe and the political scene over in Europe. So I'd like to discuss some of that with you today. And again, I'm going to apologize ahead of time. I got hit out of the blue last night with something nasty. I think it's food poisoning. I'm not sure what it is, but it's kind of laid me low. But I'm going to do my best to get through this, and I'm glad that you're on with us, Ken. I want to get to Hungary in a bit and also Italy, but first, can you give us a brief summary of the most prominent nationalist, populist political parties and movements in Europe that currently exist, and if you foresee any of them having the kinds of breakthroughs that we have seen in Hungary and Italy in recent years? I know you and others have written about right-wing parties in Spain, Austria, Sweden, Denmark, and other countries, though I guess the Immigration Control Party in Denmark that we've been reading about lately is kind of a left-wing one. So can you give us a summary of what's going on in our...
Sure. Of course, you know, I think most people who listen to the station know about the breakthrough, you know, we had in Italy last year, you know, with the rise of Giorgio Maloney's party, Brothers of Italy, Fratelli d'Italia, and you know, she had a fantastic victory. You know, there were political circumstances which made her the main head of the opposition in the Italian National Assembly, and she took advantage of it and did really well. You know, prior to that, you know, the Lega Party was the most influential nationalist party in Italy, but she was able to get to the top of the pile, and in coalition with Lega and with you know, the big center right party led by Berlusconi, she's in a very good position now. She's tried to do what she can with all these illegal immigrant boats coming into the country, but the Italian courts are against her, and so is all the EU rules. I mean, she's trying to develop a system where a lot of these people can be like by the Libyan government. But we'll have to see about that. And of course, we all know about Viktor Orban, who, you know, was Trump before there was Trump.
Right.
And, you know, some people said it was Trump that got the right wing moving in the European world. No, it was actually Mr. Orban. And he has a very secure position in the most recent election. He did very well. He's extremely popular. I mean, with the sort of like the United States, with the exception of Budapest, which is the capital city, he's loved everywhere in Hungary. And, you know, he's doing very well. You know, there's another country. I mean, apart from foreign policy, where it's overly attached to EU and NATO, because they're sort of maybe more paranoid than they need to be about the Russians. You know, the Law and Justice Party in Poland is very good in terms of its domestic policy.
Right, yeah.
So I wouldn't really leave them out. And also, late last year, the Sweden Democrats made some fantastic gains in the recent election. Now they have a sort of, they became the second most popular party in the country, but because they're hated by the elite so much, they had to sort of go into a coalition that isn't a coalition with the moderate party and another squishy party, but in order to get them into the non-coalition, the other two parties had to make some concessions about immigration and other things, and we'll see as time goes on how Mr. Akesson and the Sweden Democrats, were, by the way, an extremely moderate nationalist party. You know, they're probably to the left of Orban and to the left of the government in Poland and to the left of the Italian, the Fratelli d'Italia. But they're making progress, and I'm eager to see, because what they've been doing is they've been, for the last 10 years, it's like every single election, the Sweden Democrats gain votes, gain percentage. And so I'm eager to see. I think the next election in Sweden is 27. The next big election in Sweden is 27, so I'm eager to see if they want to pick up. Yeah, it is, unfortunately. But to see if they can pick up even more seats in the country's Riksdag. Let's see. As far as Germany goes, the big mildly nationalist party there is Alternative for Deutschland. They've been gaining a little bit percentage-wise, but, you know, a lot less than I would hope. They've got about, as far as party popularity polls, you know, party preference polls, they're running at about 15%. Right now in Germany, the Social Democrat Party, the leftist party, is in power but extremely unpopular. Unfortunately, people aren't going to Alternative for Deutschland. They're going to the Christian Democratic Party, which is neither, as was once said about a similar Italian party, they're neither Christian nor democratic, and completely.
What was the right wing party there? What was the right wing party in Germany that's been all but outlawed? Maybe it has been outlawed. I mean, I know they were up against it constantly, even though they had a certain amount of support there. You know what I'm talking about? Which one?
Yeah, it was just the National Democrats.
Yeah.
Still in existence. I think they're still, they're less an electoral party now than they are sort of an activist party. I actually know one of their guys. Or at least a guy that goes to their meetings. And, so they're, at the moment, they're more of an activist organization than anything else.
Well, they were heavily infiltrated, weren't they? And, I mean, they were just, they were sort of like something like the Proud Boys, I guess, in this country or whatever. They just, every time they started to make progress, the government would come down on them in one way or another, pretty blatantly.
Well, sure. I mean, there's a whole independent police force in Germany that all it does is monitor political speech and ban political parties or attempt to ban political parties that they don't like. So there's a whole giant police spy bureaucracy that attempts to, they've even made serious attempts to go after Alternative for Deutschland, you know, the AfD. Yeah. And the AfD is, in the main, quite moderate. So, you know, if AfD is getting in trouble, that, you know, that other party is going to get in real trouble because they're real hardcore nationalists.
Well, that's kind of the problem, though, in a way. They have to be moderate in their approach, I think, to even operate or to get any kind of strength or anything. I mean, I think like that party in Greece a few years ago that was Golden Dawn, I think it was called, and I mean, they were really pretty radical, and then the government just came and destroyed them. And it's sort of like, so these parties have to be very careful what they say and stand for. And then, like you wrote about in the March issue of the Freedom Times about Meloni in Italy, and you just mentioned a little bit earlier, too. I mean, she, you know, I'm sure she's not doing everything she'd like to do, but she, because she has to operate within these constraints, sort of the way Donald Trump did, too. I mean, there's always a debate here about Trump. Did he just appoint poor people, people that were part of the swamp, or could he have done better? And, you know, his defenders say, well, he never had a chance because the deep state was out to get him from the beginning. And, of course, they were. But
yeah, I mean, how many prosecutors' offices and DAs are working, like, seemingly full-time to make sure Trump either gets discredited or literally behind, the bars of a jail.
Right, that's right. I mean, it shows actually how ethical he's been his whole career, you know, the fact they haven't been able to nail him on anything because there's millions of laws in this country. They can set up or charge almost anybody with anything, and they really haven't been able to get Trump, which only increases Trump's derangement syndrome, I guess. But I think of Trump with Meloni, too. I'm sure there's might be some people disappointed that Italy hasn't moved stronger in certain ways. But again, people, every country is different, but there's always constraints. Like in Italy, there's the EU and then the courts there. And, she's a young woman, obviously ambitious, and it's pretty amazing what she's done. But she can't just go in and make wholesale changes right away.
Yeah, well, you know, it's kind of amazing since the elections late last year. Since then, she's actually gone up in the polls by a couple of percentage points. So she's gaining. An organization did a poll recently about, you know, a bunch of polls all over Europe about who's the most popular political figure in Europe. I think it was Politico. And she is, if you exclude the brand new left-wing Swiss prime minister, unfortunately, if you exclude him, she's the most popular prime minister in Europe, bar none.
What about Orban?
Well, yeah, I mean, like I said, Orban's extremely popular. I don't know the numbers on him, but he's definitely not going away anytime soon. A lot of people in the election, what was it, last year or the year before? A lot of people in the press were saying, oh, Orban's in trouble, Orban's in trouble, Orban's in trouble. Well, you know, that was a bunch of phoniness in the European and American press because, you know, he came back and won very easily.
Yeah.
So, you know, and of course, Soros has I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying that, you know, he got the usual treatment, the Hitler of the Month treatment here. You know, he was a dictator. It wasn't a democratic country. It wasn't a fair election. All the same stuff that they use against anybody who doesn't want to obey Washington.
Yeah, yeah. But the people of Hungary have a different opinion.
Yeah.
And that's great, you know.
What do you think? I mean, I know a lot of nationalists and populists in this country, they write very favorably about Hungary. Some Americans have moved there to live there. They want to, you know, leave the what they believe is a hellhole in this country and live in a European country that's relatively free. Do you think, Meloni's there obviously too, but I think Orban in Hungary is the country and the leaders that a lot of us are looking to right now. Do you think there's any chance of that, you know, Orbanism, whatever you want to call it, do you think it can spread to other countries that just will have moderate nationalist governments to protect their borders and their people? Like, what's taking place there?
Well, he's always had good relationships with other nationalist people, like Santiago Abascal of Vox in Spain. He's visited Budapest. You know, both of the two most powerful nationalist parties, you know, in Italy, you know, Salvini's Lega and Miss Meloni's Fratelli, you know, they go visit him like Roman Catholics going to a holy site. Yeah. And they love to have their picture taken with Orban. And
he spoke at a CPAC meeting, I think it was in Dallas a year or two back, which I thought was very encouraging. And I know Tucker Carlson has gone over to Hungary and interviewed him and spoken favorably of him. So I just, you know, that's why I guess what I'm thinking about too, the way the approach in Hungary has been so successful and it's been done the right way. I would like to see it take hold in other European countries and, of course, in our blighted nation.
Yeah, I mean, he's also great tactically because, you know, he does things that the people like. You know, it's like for every child you have in Hungary, this is as an alternative to the third world immigration, you get a tax break. And if you have four kids, you never pay taxes for the rest of your life. You know, so the people love it because anybody who has at least one kid, any couple that has at least one kid, they get like a big break on their taxes. So that's extremely popular with the people, you know. And of course, sure. he also realizes that Hungary, and because he's a sincere religious man himself, he's part of the Protestant Calvinist church in that country. You know, he likes to emphasize the country's Christian heritage, and that's also very popular with the people. So he's a very canny guy. He knows how much he knows most of the time what he can get away with, and you know, the left doesn't know exactly how to handle him. So it's really good. He's kind of a brilliant man.
Yeah, I can't say enough good things about him, for sure.
Yeah.
What about a party we heard about for a long time that seems to have faded away to some degree is the Freedom Party in Austria? Does that still have any influence there?
Actually, in the past year, they've been growing by leaps and bounds. It's not something you'll see in the European press. You know, after that Ibiza scandal of 2 or 3 years ago, where their leader at the time, Strascia, had some conversations about funding with some Russians. I mean, that really crippled the party for a long time. But now the current head of the party there, they sort of switched party heads too. You know, there was that what's his name, Knopfler guy, who was, you know, the leader of the Freedom Party in Austria. Now, the new gentleman in charge is from the more radical wing of the party. And, you know, now they're, from what I understand, last I checked a couple of months ago, they're like the second most popular party in the country after the big...
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Be alive. I was alive and I waited, waited. I was alive and I waited for this. Right here, right now.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Freedom Times News Hour. I'm your host, Patricia Aiken. I'm here with Don Wassel, and we're talking to Mr. Ken Schmidt. And we've got a few more minutes with Ken before we switch over to some call-ins. So, Don, I've been enjoying your conversation. Can I ask Ken a question?
Sure.
Ken, how involved is Martin Selner still in Austria right now?
Well, yeah, he runs an operation called, you know, Operation Identitaire, you know, Operation Identity. It's funny. He's got a right wing American wife. They're more of an activist organization, but they've been under pretty steady attack the last few years, by the system in terms of, you know, that they make attempts to arrest them. They make attempts to prosecute them.
They freeze his bank accounts.
Yeah, that, you know, those type of tactics. But I mean, they're there and, you know, they're doing activist work, but they're not part of sort of the electoral system.
Got it.
Hey, Ken, while I'm thinking about it, because we are unfortunately running out of time very quickly here, is there any contact info or websites or anything you want to give out as far as yourself and what you're doing these days?
Well, no, you know, it's interesting. You know, I did have a YouTube channel for a while, but I've been writing for print publications in the last year now a lot. So yeah, I don't, see me in the Freedom Times.
Right.
And of course, Americans can subscribe to Heritage and Destiny. And I think you may be seeing me in some other places soon. There's a European website run by a publishing company, and I might be seen on them very soon.
Okay. Yeah, speaking of the Freedom Times, the piece that we published in the February issue was called Russia Must Survive, that you wrote. And in that, you noted that you're not Russian by ancestry, nor a member of the Russian Orthodox Church, yet you feel very strongly that Russians are, as you wrote, a great people, and that Russia should not be targeted for destruction or regime change or just whatever it is that the neoconservative madmen in Washington are trying to do to it, to Putin and his regime. Why do you feel that way?
Well, right now, in terms of being an opponent force to the New World Order, Russia is the main country, and they want to destroy. I mean, the Chinese are too, what shall I say? They're too enmeshed in the American economy in terms of trade and things like that. So, if Russia is conquered, then they'll be able to control most of the world. You know, if Russia's turned into a puppet state, or what people in the State Department are planning on doing is busting up Russia into several small countries, so that they'll no longer be any kind of opposition to the big financial people, you know, and various ethnic groups who want to get their revenge on Russia for, you know, perceived injustices going back to the 19th century. So, yeah, I think if Russia survives, because, you know, a lot of Americans have this mentality that modern-day Russia is the Soviet Union under another name, you know, and that's
the reality is the roles have flipped. I mean, this country now is much closer to the USSR. A lot of people call it the USSA, while Russia has a lot more freedom than it used to. I'm not saying it's a free country, but I guess, yeah, in some sense, it's a battle. If Russia survives, then there's going to be a multipolar world, which I think is what is needed. If Russia doesn't survive, then it's going to be Washington continuing to try to dictate to the world, which is just... it's just not a feasible position anymore, unless they want to do it through brute military power and other barbaric means. So I guess that kind of brings us to Ukraine and the war going on there, because, again, unfortunately, we're running out of time here. But how do you see that? What can we do? I think the tide is slowly starting to turn as far as some of the Republicans in this country, but it's such a scary and dangerous situation. How do you look at it, and how do you see it playing out?
Well, the United States government is using the Ukrainians, you know, as cannon fodder to destroy Russia. You know, no American troops, at least that we know of, you know, are being killed in Ukraine, but lots of Ukrainians are. Now, if Ukraine was smart and they didn't want Russia threatening their borders, you know, they wouldn't have been making, the United States government wouldn't have been making all that noise for years and years that they want Ukraine in NATO and the EU. You know, if Ukraine had decided to...
Again, I'm so sorry, my friend. We're going to have to call it here. I hear the music in the background. Let's do it again. Thank you so much for being on, okay?
Hey, my pleasure. Good to hear from you.
All right. Thanks, Ken.
You're welcome.
We are going to break. Listen to the Freedom Times News Hour with Patricia Aiken. We'll be back right after these important messages.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Times News Hour. I just turned my microphone on. I'm Patricia Aiken, and I'm here with Mr. Don Wassel, and we're going to be talking with Mr. Jake Jackson again. He was here with us last week, and if you weren't, I'll just tell you that Jake's Red Pill was with Aaron Russo's Freedom to Fascism. He's been working every single day since then, not only to understand the root of our problems, but the very Achilles heel of our common enemy, and that Achilles heel is they hate unity. He created the framework for a natural law republic. And we've been on board that long train of abuses and usurpations for long enough. And it's now our duty and our right to throw off some government and to provide new guards for our future security. Jake, welcome back to the Freedom Times News Hour.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be back.
All right. Right on. Well, listen, I know we're going to have some call-ins, but I know you know the common questions that a lot of people have. So why don't you hit us with the biggest one? What's people's biggest question is about the process?
Yeah, exactly. The FAQ here is, what do we do? What can we do? What can we do? I get that all the time. And before we can achieve any goal, what we have to do is we have to have that vision of where we want to go. It's just like when you're taking a vacation. You pick the destination, and then you plan everything out, right? So we have to understand that there is, first of all, there is no political remedy for the situation that we're in, for the human condition. We have tried that. for thousands of years. It does not work, right? We live in a world of instant communication. We can do things completely differently than we've ever done them in the past. And so that's why I created the video series called Manifesting a New Reality. It gives people the vision of this is how society should work. And we have to, you know, what we've been talking about is using natural law as our guide, those four moral maxims of natural law. And I've built everything on that. And just this understanding of if we build society on natural law, this is what it would look like. So we have to get out of the mindset that there is we're going to vote our way out of this, or we're going to sue our way out of this, or there's legal remedies. There's not. They control the entire system. The only way out is to create a new system, move to it, transition to it en masse, and let the old one die once we remove our energy from it. It's really as simple as that. So that's the primary question. And the first thing that people need to do is go watch Manifesting a New Reality.
Okay, and what about not letting the old system die? Is it possible to have just a bifurcation where there's still some people that want to be in the old system and other people that want to have a new system? And just is a bifurcation possible?
I think initially it will be, but once people see what we're doing, they're going to leave the old system. They're going to say, wow, we can have complete freedom over here. We get to keep 100% of our income over here. The money can't be inflated over here. There's nothing but positive benefits for everyone in the new system. And that's the whole idea. Once, you know, we've never been given this option our entire lives. You know, we've always had the left, right, oh, pick Coke or Pepsi and hold your nose and hope for the best. You know, the lesser of two evils. This is not a system of the lesser of two evils. This is a system based on natural law and inherent good.
So it's a matter of setting our intention.
Right.
And bring other people. You want to expand on, I think we've got a caller here. I see someone, Marcus. Marcus, do you have a question?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Hey, welcome. Welcome to the Freedom Times News Hour.
Thank you. Thank you very much to you both. You know, my first inclination is to cut off the head of the snake. You know, we've got Medusa in our government, whether that's Jenny Granholm or Pete Buttigieg, they're all definitely trying to destroy this country. I'm looking at them with a gaze that turns the whole thing into a block of stone. The first inclination won't work very well to kill him. So I'm thinking, what do you guys think of impaneling a citizen court against the government to be able to take the government up on different questions and to take people out of government and bring them up on citizen court charges? I was looking up on that internet and didn't see anything in regards to that. So impanel people from 12 different states and bring them in and pull people up on charges.
Well, that's a good question, Marcus. Jake, what do you think?
I've seen many people go down this road, and it's a dead end. They will not let you challenge them in their system. You know, you can have citizen panels or whatever. It's just like when you go to a city council meeting or your school board. They give you 2 minutes, they ignore you, and they say, thank you, next. They don't care. They don't care what we have to say. The only option is we have to unite en masse and move away. We have to create something new, and once we have the power back, none of what they do matters. They're going to dissolve because everything, once you understand that the system is a matrix and that they feed off of our energy, once we remove our energy from the matrix, it's going to die. And we put our energy towards this new system that empowers the individual, that honors the individual as sovereign and restores all power back to the people. That's what the natural law republic does. And again, once people see that, all this other stuff is just mental gymnastics that, you know, you're trying to fight a system that's not going to let you win. And that's why it's just, it's a waste of time to even attempt all this stuff, because we're spinning our wheels right now. We're in a race to the finish line, and they're winning right now.
Right.
So it's back to beheading them.
All right. Thanks, Marcus. We appreciate your call today. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Anyone, our toll-free number is 800-313-9443 or 512-248-8252. You're welcome to call in with a question for Jake. So I understand, you know, where Marcus is coming from on that, Jake. But, you know, what I don't see, people always talk about setting up common law courts. There's no point setting up common law courts. In our situation now, there's no enforcement arm. We have to have a breakaway, you know, society. Don't you agree?
Absolutely, because, you know, they control the enforcement class. The enforcement class gets their paychecks from the system. So they're going to protect the system that pays them. You know, but what I say in my work is that once we get to a critical mass and we leave, the enforcement class, as they always have done in the past, will side with the people. They'll come with us. And once the enforcement class is on our side, it's game over for the New World Order. Because all they have is their fake money that they're using to control the world. And once we move on to a new economic system with a labor-based debt-free currency, their money is going to be worthless. They won't be able to buy up influence anywhere. And again, this all it takes is for us to change our minds. Well, how do we get to change our minds? We have to understand the ideas. We have to look at the vision and the end goal. Because once we have that in our minds, that vision there, it's easy to change the mind.
Great. Hey, we've got Pat from Texas. Pat, welcome to the Freedom Times News Hour. What's your question for Jake?
I just wanted to know if he's a Christian.
I'm a deist.
Well, I'll tell you what. God's bigger than all of your people's gods. And that's how the country is formed, on God. And we can make it with him.
Natural law is God's law. We all believe in God. We all believe in a creator. The problem is religion. If you look at what religion does, religion is the divide and conquer mechanism that the ruling classes have used for centuries.
No. A real Christian has something called the Holy Ghost, and they understand and they move at the saint together. I mean, you people are never going to move together. You're always going to be at each other's throat over every little thing. I'm telling you. I know.
Well, Pat, let me challenge you for a second. You know, I was a missionary in Honduras. I also was a licensed minister with the Assemblies of God. And I've heard for the last 50 years how people, if our people who are called by God's name will humble themselves, they'll heal from heaven, he'll heal our land. I think we've been as humble as we can possibly be, and I haven't seen it. I haven't seen God come to our rescue at all.
In other
as a matter of fact, things just get worse and worse. So I believe if we start following God's real law, the natural law, then we'll have some.
I'm not saying we should just give it up and we should not know the issues. No. We should know every issue. And then when we know the issues, we'll know more issues than the people that are dependent on themselves. Because God will guide us. He will do it. And you can't say, I've given him long enough and he hasn't done any.
I think what Jake's saying, and Jake, correct me if I'm wrong, is that we need to follow God's law, and God's law is the natural law. Is that right, Jake?
Absolutely, 100%. I've been saying that for years.
You're not going to do it unless the God helps you how to do it, because there's a way that seems right unto man, but the end thereof is destruction. That's out of the Bible. And so you've got to do it.
We've certainly seen that with admiralty law. Pat, thank you for your call this afternoon. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I quote the Bible all the time in my work. You know, it's as far as understanding natural law, you know, you go to, Hosea 4:6, you know. Then you go to Matthew 7:7, John 8:3-2, Romans 12:2. You follow that path right there, and that will show you that we have to reclaim our minds. We have to seek truth. You know, once we know the truth shall make us free. But everybody just saying that my religion is the only religion, if you don't follow this, then you're wrong, doesn't that create division in the world? Seems to me it does.
Well, that's what it's supposed to create.
You know, one of the best things I ever read was Thomas Paine's The Age of Reason. You know, he clearly stated that most of the founding fathers were deist. They believed in a God, they believed in a greater power, but they saw the problems with the Church of England and the Roman Catholic Church and the division that it created over the years. They believed in God, they believed in a creator, and that's what they created. That's why they created the American Republic based in natural law.
Okay, great point. Jake, what are some of the other common questions that you get?
The criticisms are you're never going to get enough people to do this. You know, you're never going to achieve critical mass. Well, again, there's your intention. If you believe that, you're not going to put the effort in that it requires to help build it. You know, you're going to be stuck in this false paradigm your entire life, and you're going to just see things continue to degrade and decay because that's what it's designed to do. It's designed to break us down until we just have no will left to want to even fight anymore. That's why they keep us in the state of survival, you know, and scarcity.
Fear.
In a natural law republic, we would be thriving in abundance, the complete opposite. And this is, you know, so people just can't wrap their heads around it because they haven't done the research. And that's what I've done with my videos. I've tried to filter it all down and make it as simple for everyone to understand so that they can break through those mental cages that have been, you know, programmed into them since birth. You know, if you don't believe it can happen, it's never going to happen. If you believe it can happen, then that energy right there will start creating and building the breakaway civilization already. And the more people that get on board, that energy gets transferred to other people. They don't understand how it works, but that's how it works.
I fully agree with that. And so I want to say this. Some people that feel like we can only affect ourselves, we're not going to fix the world. We're not here to fix the world. We're only here to create a society that we choose to live in, that we want to live in with other people. There's no point in being the only free man in your county.
Right.
I mean, who are you going to talk to? John has a question. John.
Hey, Jake. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Great. I always think pragmatically, and I hear what you're saying. I know that I do believe it can happen. But in practical terms, how do you get from point A to point B? Don't you people become aware, they break out of the matrix, but they have to organize. I mean, do you envision, right, and maybe you've covered this, I mean, you're going to have chapters, local, state, national, et cetera?
Well, I mean, for 2 years, I've just been waiting to get traction, and I'm finally getting traction. And now that I'm getting traction, we are going to attract the people that we need to create the groups in each state, to create the infrastructure. I mean, the most important thing that I covered 2 weeks ago on a podcast is, you know, Pippa Malmgren said that it's the economic system that undermines the entire social order, right? So we need to build this new economic system. We need to have the infrastructure in place so that people can see there is something solid, viable, they can touch, see, you know, feel that they can take their wealth and transfer it over here and it's not going to disappear. So that's the process we need to get there. We need to build the infrastructure. First, I needed to get the traction, and we finally are getting the traction now after 2 years. So what's going to be coming in the near future, in the months to come, is we are going to be uniting and building the groups that need to be built so that people can see that there's, you know, the idea is self-leadership, right? That's what we're teaching. We're restoring all power back to you, but I guess you could call them guides, you know, as opposed to leadership. Because we're just going to be guiding people to understand this is how you reclaim your power. This is how you take responsibility for your life. We're just here to ensure that this system gets set up in the right way so that it can't be infiltrated, it can't be hijacked and taken over like it's always been in the past. So that's all to come. But again, it's all envisioned in my head, and you know, the people are now starting to come to the fore.
Yeah, because I think that's what, you know, the people who are listening today and last week too, that's what they, you know, I think a lot of them that like it, you know, that's what they want. They want guidance on, you know, what do I do next?
Right. Great.
Okay, I hear some music. Jake, stay with us. Dawn, we'll be back. You're listening to the Freedom Times News Hour.
Which will conclusively prove George Soros' role in orchestrating the plandemic. But first, dear patriots, the truth train has brought us a conspiracy in our own backyard. Now, you may think you know the story.
Now, it's like I always say, there's a whole lot of bullshit out there. So I'd like to give Soros, Pelosi, the Zionists, the Mexican, the snowflakes,
Stay strong, truth tellers. Stay strong.
And we'll rock till break of dawn. This feels like heaven. Just you and me. This feels like heaven.
You're listening to RBN, in defense of the Republic.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Patricia Aiken, I'm here with Dawn Wassel and Mr. Jake Jackson, and we just got a couple minutes left here today. So, Jake, I want to get back to this organization point that Dawn brought up. How do you see it broken down? Do you see having a guide in every state or a leader in every state that'll reach out to other leaders and mushroom it that way? How do you see that happening?
Yeah, eventually, you know, as we build critical mass, you know, people come to the fore. We'll start building it. You know, I mean, it's going to be up to the people how they want things to be organized. I mean, I have a general idea that I've put in Manifest in New Reality, but a lot of people want things to happen right away. They're like, well, what do I sign? And there's that famous scene from Braveheart where, you know, William Wallace is at the head of the Scottish army and the British are charging. And he's saying, hold, hold, hold. And that's what we're doing. You know, we're just they're attacking us and we're building, you know, and at the last minute. So the way this is all going to work, as we build critical mass, we'll build the infrastructure, we'll build the financial system. And once we decide that all the ducks are in a row and everything's in place, we will choose a date that we will en masse, you know, 32 million people declare our independence from the old system. And on that date, we will all sign a Declaration of Independence, send a copy to your representatives, your congressman and your senator, say, you no longer have jurisdiction over us. 33 million people or 32 million people do that all at once, there's nothing they can do to stop us. It's a peaceful transition of power back to we the people. Once the other 10%, once the other 90% see what we've done, they're going to say, oh, we can be free too, and they're going to follow us. It's a completely peaceful transition of power from the statists, you know, from the predator class back to we the people. And that's how it's all going to go down. But again, as we start building critical mass, we are going to attract, the leaders are going to come to the fore. They're going to step up and say, hey, I want to be part of this. And that's how it's going to happen.
Okay, but the first thing people need to do is educate themselves. So why don't you tell people the name of your YouTube channel?
Well, they can find everything at thefreedomproject2020.org. All of my social media and all of my media channels are right at the top of the homepage. So you can click through to my YouTube channel there. You can click through to my Rumble channel. You can click through to my Facebook. Everything's right at the top of thefreedomproject2020.org.
Great. And when people, and if people want to be like leaders in their area and start, you know, sharing this, what do they do? They share those links, get people organized, you know, get interested, focused.
We do have a group in Facebook called the Freedom Project 2020 in Facebook. That's growing rapidly. And like I said, the people, I've already got contacted. You know, I talked to one guy last week in Colorado who would be more than willing to step up and fill the spot. So, you know, people are already starting to resonate with the message. They realize, and I think, again, like I said last week, it was after the last election, people have finally come to the realization, we are never going to vote our way out of this mess. We're never going to sue our way out of this mess. And it's up to we, the people, to unite. And we need that option. And like I said, I've been working on Senate since 2010. So 13 years, and here we are. It's ready. Everything is in place. We just need to get the people and the infrastructure, and we can do it.
Great. Okay, so I think we're ready to roll here. I know I've been putting this out to people, and we'll continue to do that, and have you back, you know, from time to time, so we can move forward on this. But mainly, right now, we're in the education phase and setting our intention, and then some leaders will naturally appear, and we'll.
So let me just real quick. Manifested into reality is the vision. I've got a series called The Path to Freedom, which is the roadmap. And then I've got Creating a Natural Law Republic, which is the structure. And then there's a couple other series, Emancipation Proclamation 2.022, which is kind of 30,000 foot view. So there's a lot of content on my YouTube channel that
Great.
People consume.
Terrific. We're out of time. Thank you so much, everybody. You've been listening to the Freedom Times News Hour. Go on over to AmericanFreedomNews.us and subscribe to the Freedom
Times. We have
a
solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.